the Heart Connection Podcast, lovelies. This is a place to connect, to inspire, to heal, and to empower you to live a healthy, happy, and purposeful life from your heart. I'm Pavlína Jirošková, your host. I'm an intuitive health and life coach, and I help women to connect to themselves, to step into their power and their purpose, and to heal from within. I believe that all issues we are experiencing in life, physical, mental, and emotional, arise from being disconnected from your heart, from your true self, and I'm going to help you to open your mind, to connect to your heart, and to heal from within. So let's dive right in. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 12 of the Heart Connection Podcast. It's been a while. I haven't recorded an episode in the last couple of weeks because I needed to take time for myself. I needed to process things and I just couldn't give. I needed to take care of myself. I needed to process things that were happening in my life. And so I decided not to record any podcast episodes during those couple of weeks. And it's actually what I'm going to talk about today is something I went through myself in the last couple of weeks, and I thought, one, I want to be honest with you, and two, I thought maybe it would be helpful for some of you as well. So that's why I want to talk about today, about processing feelings, allowing yourself to feel all the feels, allowing yourself to process grief, to feel whatever you are feeling, allowing yourself to take time off, to take time for self-care, to take time to spend with your family if you need to. For those of you who don't know, my beautiful grandmother transitioned a few weeks ago, and she was already 93 years old, so we knew it's gonna come eventually. And in the last 2 years, I've lost three grandparents, the three I still had. So my other grandfather already passed away like 20 years ago, but the three grandparents I still have transitioned in the last few years. And I also lost my father about 7 years ago. So there's been a lot of processing, a lot of grieving. But at the same time, I know that all is well. I know they are okay. I'm able to communicate with my ancestors. I'm able to feel their energy and all of that, but it still doesn't mean that me, my person, the human, doesn't feel the feelings, doesn't feel grief. And I do, of course I do. I loved my grandparents and I loved my grandmother, and I'm at peace. I know all is well, but at the same time, I have been going through some motions. My family has been going through some motions. I don't want to go into detail because it's quite personal what's been going on, but my grandmother's passing brought up a lot of family stuff that everyone deals with differently, and it's been difficult to go through for me and for other members of my family. So I just needed to take care of myself. I needed to take time to process these things, to deal with these things. And so I just didn't have the energy, or I didn't even feel inspired to put any energy out there and record any podcast episodes. I was still working with some of my clients. Yeah, I knew that I had energy for that, even though some of them offered we could postpone, but kindly. But I had a few client calls in the last few weeks. But other than that, I allowed myself to take time to process, to feel, to grieve, to just take care of myself. And it can look differently for everyone, but, you know, and it doesn't even have to be just situations when somebody transitions, when you lose a loved one. It doesn't even have to be death. It can be breakups. It can be losing parts of yourself. You going through transitions. Whatever the thing is that you are grieving, whatever you are feeling. And like I said, it doesn't even have to be grief. It can be different emotions as well. But whatever you're going through, allow yourself to feel all the feelings, all the emotions you are feeling. Because if you don't, they will stay in your body. The emotions will stay in your body. And if you don't process them, if you don't feel them, if you push them down, they will create blocks, energetic emotional blocks that will get stuck in your body and that will cause you more grief, more pain, even potentially some other things, including health issues, you know, so or other issues, emotional issues, and so on. So do process feelings, do process emotions. I know it sucks sometimes. We really don't want to feel uncomfortable emotions. We don't want to feel grief. We don't want to feel sad. We don't want to feel angry or anxious or whatever. And I used to do that as well. We tend to just push them away, do things that would make us feel better. It's easier to run away. It seems like it. It's easier to run away from our emotions, not to feel them. Some people bury themselves in work, or they, you know, they use alcohol or other things to numb the pain, or they try to feel things, try to find things that would make them feel better. And it could help to a certain degree. But like I said, if you don't give yourself time to process whatever you are feeling, it will come back, and it's definitely not worth it. It's worth to take the time to process things and to feel. Take time off, even if it's a day, even if you need to take a day or a couple of days, it's better than nothing. It can be different for everyone what you need to do to process. Sometimes you just need to sit with your feelings and your thoughts and don't wallow in them, but just feel them. Sit with them and feel them and breathe through them so you can process them. It can help to talk about what you're feeling with family or friends, or if you need to talk to a professional, find someone to talk to, you know, or you can journal about it. That's really helpful. I used to do that a lot, and I still do journal about things. But it can, whatever you need to do, whatever's comfortable for you to process the feelings, to process the emotions, to process whatever thoughts are coming up. You know, there's always thoughts attached to those feelings, whatever is coming up for you. Maybe you just sad because something ended, or something, you lost someone, or you are angry at someone, whatever it is, just write it out or talk about it with no judgment. Just put it out there. Whatever you're feeling, whatever thoughts are coming up, put it out there with no judgment in a safe space. And even say when you are grieving and maybe you didn't have time to say goodbye, or maybe you had a difficult relationship with the person and still holding on to some grudges or whatever it is, or maybe you didn't have time to tell them how much you love them. You can write it down as well, or you can tell them, they will hear you. You know, they always, even though they're not here in physical form, maybe the person you have feelings about, you can always, or even if they are and you can't tell them in person, or you can always write it down, or you can just say it out loud, or you can say it quietly to yourself. It's energy anyway. Whatever you're putting out there, it's energy. And they will feel it. They will hear you. And maybe they will even communicate back with you. You know, they are here. It's all connected. They are still connected to you. You are still connected to them. And if there's something you didn't have time to tell them, something you didn't have the courage to tell them, you can always tell them now, or write it down now, or when you're ready to do it. But take the time, because otherwise it will come back, or it will block you from moving forward. And it's fine if you need time. It doesn't have to be straight away. Maybe you don't want to say goodbye yet, or you, whenever you're ready, just take the time to do it. And if you maybe had a difficult relationship with the person. For example, I had a really difficult relationship with my father. It took quite a while to process whatever I was feeling, whatever I didn't tell him. And it didn't happen straight away. I mean, I was able to forgive him before he transitioned. I was able to tell him I loved him and that I forgave him for all the things that I blamed him for in my life. Even though today I know that were the lessons I was supposed to learn in this lifetime, maybe the lessons I chose before I came into this lifetime. And over time, as I was working through things, as I was healing, things would come up that I hadn't processed, and I would process them over time. And when these old emotions come up, when they're ready to be healed and released, when they come up, don't run away. Feel them. Breathe through them, journal about it, or find someone to help you to process them. You know, it can take time when you had a really strong connection with the person, when you had a really difficult relationship or really good relationship, whatever it was, and it was painful, it influenced you a lot, and there were maybe things you didn't tell them or you didn't even know that were buried down there. Whenever they come up, take time to feel them, to feel whatever you need to feel, to process whatever you need to process. Just feel it. Feel it and breathe. Sometimes it's really all you need to do is just feel all the feels and breathe through them. Breathe through them. And you know, other people around you, maybe your family members or other people in your life might feel differently. I mean, people in my family still to this day feel differently about my father than I do, for example. And there are still times when things come up for me. But we are each walking our own path, and don't let other people's feelings influence you. Whatever they're feeling, it's about them. It's not about you. And whatever you are feeling is about you, even if you feel that about another person. Or you think something about another person, it's always reflecting back to you what's in the side of you, what's, you know, what concerns you. So just feel your feelings. Put them out there, process them in a safe place. There's always people they can help you with that, including me. And there's also different techniques, including EFT and soul therapy and inner voice coaching, you know, all the techniques I use. And forgiveness, for example, is one of the things I work on with my clients as part of my deep healing program. So choose whatever is calling you, if you need someone to help you, whatever's resonating with you. But just don't run away from your feelings. Really, whatever you need, whatever you're going through, whatever you need to process, take time to process your emotions. Because if you don't, they will, like I said, they will get stuck and they will cause you more grief, more pain, more anger, sadness, whatever other emotions, and even could manifest physically in the future when they pile up. If there's too many processed emotions, or if they're really powerful emotions from different traumas, and losing someone can be really traumatic for people. So if you don't process these traumas, ultimately it can lead to the development of different physical, mental, emotional issues. So take time to work through them. And you can always work through them later when they come up, because if you don't process, they will come back one day in one form or another. And I'm not saying that because I want to scare you. I just want to really be honest with you and share what I've been going through in the last few weeks. It's important really to work through these things, these emotions, these waves of emotions, these energetic waves you are feeling. Some of you who are listening probably have a connection to your inner voice. Your inner voice will always guide you if you do have a strong connection. it will tell you anyway, whatever you are feeling, all is well and you are loved. And I know all my ancestors who have transitioned, that they are taken care of, that they are safe, that they are loved, that they are happy, and whatever drama is going on here on Earth, here in 3D, in the physical, is not even bothering them, you know. They just want you to know that they are safe and they love you very much. And whatever is happening between you or your family or you and other people is just, it's not even real. It often is fear-based, you know. If there's any conflict, any grievances, any drama that unfortunately often happens in families when somebody transitions, when one of the members of the family transitions. One thing, it's not even about the person who passed away often. It's often just about all the emotions people haven't processed and they are feeling. And often underneath all of the emotions they are feeling is just fear, you know. Maybe even fear of death, but fear of not being good enough, not being loved, fear of being seen, fear of not being seen. And there's always some drama in my family, but I know on underneath all of the drama and whatever I've been feeling, I can always come back to my heart. I can always connect to myself, to my heart, to my highest self, to my intuition, and to God and the universe. And I know underneath all the drama, all the emotions, whatever's going on the surface, underneath all of that is always peace and is always love. And that's been helping me to move through this. And I was lucky that one of my Innerverse facilitator friends offered me to hold an Innerverse session for me when I was in the midst of all the drama and all the emotions. And that was so helpful and I'm so thankful. So if you are listening, Nishi, thank you so much once more, because that was so helpful and I'm so grateful that you did hold the space for me, because I was able to get out of my head and out of the emotional drama and connect to my heart again and just stay peaceful. It's like, you know, like you dive into the ocean and you are underwater and it's calm down here and the waves are crashing above your head and it's stormy up there, but down here at the bottom is just peaceful and quiet and beautiful, and I can feel all the love for my family, for my ancestors, for everyone who's involved. And I can even send them love, you know. I can let it grow in my heart and send it to them. Whatever they're doing, whatever they are feeling, I can just stay here and bask in the love I am feeling and the peace. And of course, my mind will have different opinions sometimes. There's a lot of thoughts running through my head at times, but I can always, and my inner voice even told me this during the inner voice session I had with my friend, that I can just put my hand on the heart, on my heart, on my chest, and come back to this place. And it's been so helpful. And I'm holding my hand on my heart right now, feeling the love, the peace, not just from my inner voice, not just from my soul, but I feel all the love from all my ancestors, from the universe, and it's just so beautiful. And you can experience all of this too, you know. You don't have to give in to the drama, and you can just go underneath all the emotions and let them just pass through you, through your consciousness. Feel them, breathe through them, and let them go, release them, and stay in your heart, in this beautiful, peaceful place that is the true reality. Because you are pure love, you are this beautiful energy, this peaceful energy, that's your true highest self, this extension of source energy, of God, of the whole universe. And you can always come back here whenever you need. I'm gonna leave you with that today. Connect to your heart from this beautiful space. I'm sending you so much love. I'm sharing this love with you, this beautiful energy. Sending you so much love from my heart to yours. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye. This episode was brought to you by my signature deep healing program. The one-on-one deep healing program is a high-level 6-month coaching and intuitive healing program for women with chronic health issues such as eczema, autoimmune disease, digestive or hormonal issues. If you are ready to connect to your true self, to step into your power and to heal from within, this program is for you. You can finally have an understanding of what your body and your soul need to heal on all levels. You will learn proven tools to get you there, and you will receive ongoing support from me throughout your healing journey. Together, we will uncover and unblock the underlying causes of your health issues so you can start living a healthy, happy, fulfilled, and purposeful life. So are you ready to take responsibility for your own health and well-being and to heal from within? Just head over to www.pavlinajirouškova.com and schedule a discovery call with me. I'm so excited to hear from you.